Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Rockies baseball. Let you know that we've got Wyoming Cowboys basketball for you tonight. Cowboys taking on Utah Valley, the semifinals of the CBI pregame right here on KFBC is at 6:30. We've got Mark Stout joining us, Root Sports Rocky Mountain, with our Rockies update as the just a couple more weeks, less than 2 weeks away from opening day. Mark, things moving right along, right?
Yeah, Keith, I joke with the players that when I come down to Scottsdale, it's time to get real. It's time to get ready for baseball. Yeah, but, yeah, less than 2 weeks. Good to be down here. Good to see the guys for the first time this year. And we're ready. We've got two more games on Root Sports coming up on Friday and Saturday afternoons at 2:10 Mountain Time. We'll be on at 2. And then a couple of games the final weekend. And then the team heads to Milwaukee.
Yeah, to open up the regular season. And, I was listening to, I was coming back from Laramie yesterday, and I was listening to some radio, and I heard something about Nolan Arenado comments about the World Baseball Classic and then getting back to the grind of the regular season, and it seems like they were trying to make something negative. I read an article, something that he wrote about the World Baseball, and I didn't see anything that was very controversial at all. It talked about how he is playing as hard as he can in this and takes it very seriously, and then getting back to the grind of the regular season for baseball. I just didn't see anything. I didn't see why it was made much of that. Has there been any talk about anything that Nolan Arenado has said about the World Baseball Classic?
Not that I know of, and yeah, Certainly not down here. Is baseball a grind? Is it a marathon and not a sprint? Absolutely. We talk about it all the time. That's why we have, 81 at home and 81 on the road. And, it's hard to capture, I think, the magic of the WBC with, and it reminds me of what they say in soccer. You play for your club and you play for your country. And that's what's going on in baseball now. And I'm glad that people are enjoying it and the emotion of it. But, is that going to happen in early May? I don't know. It depends on how the team starts and how things go. So we'll see. But no, I haven't heard anything negative.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard that from yesterday. I was like, I got to see what he said. And I read the only thing I could find, and I was like, man, there's nothing there. He's talking about how he's fired up for that. And of course, the USA team in the finals of the WBC, and they want to go out and win it. You're right. It is kind of cool. It seems like it's been received very well this year, the World Baseball Classic. Has it been positive? It seems like it's been a positive deal for teams and players this year.
Absolutely. I think, for all the baseball and baseball fans. The only problem is the games take forever, because they are ultra-competitive, and, every pitch and every move matters. And, I think people on the East Coast aren't probably able to watch them.
Right.
And I had to call it after 8 innings a couple of nights ago because I had a flight down here early in the morning. So that's the only thing that's tough about it. But what's not to like about the WBC,
I agree. I agree with that. I guess the only thing you could say is that, there have been a couple injuries here that might cause some teams. That'd be the only thing. But, you could get injured in spring training, too, where, again, the games aren't as competitive, but you're still out there working and doing things. So guys can get hurt in practice anytime. So I don't know. I mean, I know the big deal, big topic in the NBA is about players resting and taking a rest, and how TVs, primetime games and stuff like that don't like it when the stars take rest. I don't know if that's a big deal or not.
I was discussing that last night with somebody, and to me, it's a cultural thing. I can't see any of the guys on the Pistons or the Celtics or the Lakers back in the days of the Bad Boys or Bird and the Celtics and Magic and, the Lakers. I can't see them taking days off. And did they make as much money as the players do now? Probably not. But I don't know. To me, it might just be the culture that we live in now,
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying, especially if they were playing a primetime game. Usually meant it was a big game. They aren't going to take, if the you mentioned Boston and Detroit, if they're playing against each other, no way in hell that any of those guys are taking a day off because they want to beat them.
They're not taking games off if they're playing, the lesser teams in the league either. Yeah. So it was, back in the day, it was no pain, no gain. You got to grind. But a little bit different now. Everybody gets a badge. Everybody gets a ribbon.
But in baseball, you know, you can maybe understand it a little bit more. You know, 162 games. I'm wondering, when I was a kid, I didn't pay much attention to it, you know, 20, 30 years ago, if guys were getting days off. You know, I'm guessing they probably were in baseball, though, right? I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, not every single game wasn't on TV for us to know. So But I hear what you're saying. You know, you think back to those days and, like, why didn't that happen then? But, you know, yeah. And starting pitchers pitched a little bit longer. It's, you know, it's
just
different things about the game.
What's really impressed you from a Rocky standpoint since you've been out there covering the team and, you know, guys that have kind of stood out to you?
I think that the guys that are going to make up this bullpen, the major league guys, I think the bullpen's going to be much improved. Jake McGee will be healthy. Ottavino, further out from his Tommy John. You add Greg Holland, who is a little bit of a question mark, and I don't know Greg Holland. I know Mike Dunn is good, and Mike Dunn's there. I know that Carlos Estevez is a guy that has a year under his belt. I know that Scott Oberg is healthy, too, and around. I think the bullpen as a collection has to be better and will be better.
Talking to Mark Stout here on our Root Sports Rocky Mountain Rockies update. As far as a guy like David Dahl, and again, there's no shortage of outfielders for the Rockies. You know, you got Gerard Aparo that can step in. What's the latest with Dahl? I was reading up on him. You know, maybe miss a couple weeks into the regular season now, a little bit longer, a little more serious, or just more precaution with him?
Don't know. I'm hoping it's just a precautionary thing, but he has not really done much as to this point. So I would imagine start the season on the DL. That's just me guessing, because he's just going to have to get his AB, unless he can get a lot of stuff in here in the next 10 days or so, which isn't to say he can't. But like you said, you know, they do have a good situation with outfielders. And you know, and I hope Gerardo Parra is a guy that bounces back, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, frankly, he had a down season last year, but the guy's got two gold gloves. At one point in his career, he's hitting over 300 when he was with the Orioles, and hopefully he can make a difference and, you know, pick up that slack. I don't see why not.
As you look in the National League West, and the Rockies made some moves in the offseason to push themselves even you know, even closer to contention, or be in contention for a playoff spot or West Division championship. Is it the same old? Are we still looking Dodgers, Giants, and the rest playing catch-up to try and get those guys?
I'm afraid so.
Yeah.
The Dodgers have the money, and the Giants have that, you know, rotation of Bumgarner and Samardzija and Kane and Cueto, and, you know, they just have the arms. I look at their starting eight, and I'm like, they're nowhere near the starting eight of the Rockies, but they play at AT&T, and they're designed for that. And the Dodgers, you know, they got a ton of pitchers too that they can throw in, and you know, they got a formidable lineup. So I think so, but you know, the Rockies would keep knocking on the door, and hopefully they can push through. I mean, some of the teams I've seen play, the Reds, you know, the Brewers, the Diamond. You're thinking you got to win a bunch of games against those teams. So if they can, you know, win a season series against LA or against San Fran, then, you know, maybe they can make that push into the playoffs, and for the first time ever, because they never have won the NL West.
But that's hard to think. I mean, it's been, you know, 20. What are we at? 24
yeah.
years for the Rock. This will be the 24th.
Yep, never only been a wild card
right.
participant.
Yeah, Mark Stout joining us here on the Sports Zone. Mark, in order for that to happen, what's the big? It comes down to starting pitching. We talk about it a lot, right? It's going to come down to starting pitching for the Rockies, right?
I mean, oh yeah,
bar none.
Always,
yeah.
You know, starts and ends there. Starting pitchers have to get their innings in, lessen the work on the and the load on the bullpen, and then things fall into place on the hill. You know, the team can hit. I think we're talking about batting champs in the NL, and in the last decade, I believe the Rockies have had maybe five of them. Five of ten.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty darn good.
Hitting's not an issue.
No.
Like you said.
No.
It's the same thing every year.
Who's filling in at first base? Who's looking like the guy that's going to start the season with Ian Desmond on the shelf?
Well, to me, it's got to be Mark Reynolds. I was the biggest Mark Reynolds fan last year. I thought he, at one point of the season, I was like, this guy could be up for a gold glove.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he played that kind of first base defensively. So to me, it's Mark Reynolds. I talked to Stephen Cardullo today, who's a corner guy, both outfield and infield, and a right-handed bat. And I know that Jordan Patterson is also having a good spring, and he's a corner guy and on the 40-man roster, but he's a left-handed bat. So we'll see which way they go. Cardullo's not on the 40-man, so they'd have to make room for him.
Good stuff. Mark, always good to talk to you. Enjoy it down there in Arizona as we're bearing down with some cold weather coming here Thursday night into Friday. So we'll be dreaming of the warm weather that we've had. So we appreciate
it. I'll be back in Denver this weekend, so hopefully it won't be too cold. But, it's nice to be down here now. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you very much. Bye.